This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. We come your way each and every day. That's Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. And we've got a great show in store for you today. Actually, it's your show today because it's open line and you can just give us a call anytime during the hour to talk sports with me right here on today's program. So just give us a call. Once again, the number is to call 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. And our email address, sportstalk@wkar.org. And then you got to remember, you got a chance to win tickets. Call and register for your chance to win football tickets to Michigan State's next home game against Nebraska, or the next hockey game coming up against Bowling Green coming up on Friday. So you just let our board op, let Aaron know whether you want the tickets for either the football game or the hockey game, but you'll have a chance to win either one. So just give us a call and register for your chance to win football tickets or hockey tickets. Once again, 884-4870. That's the number to call for your chance to win football or hockey tickets. Give us a call right now on AM 870 WKAR. Well, it was a very good win on Saturday for Michigan State, beating Wisconsin in the last minute. I had to say a little luck was involved. Basically Wisconsin played them to a draw and actually controlled the game for the first 54 minutes, and they won it in the last minute, a couple of minutes. So there was a little luck involved in that, in how they won the game. But we can talk about that, or if you'd like to talk about the Pistons open up the season, the basketball season, Wednesday night. That's the Pistons' regular season opener. And, might want to talk about and find out what's going to go happen with the Pistons this year. That's the big question. So you can give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we ask you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up and talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. But more importantly, though, we need you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR. And we'd love to hear from you and talk sports with you. And as you notice, I haven't mentioned the Detroit Tigers yet. The Tigers, as you know, were swept by San Francisco, a four-game sweep. An impressive win by San Francisco. But the Tigers, I told Tim today, I really wasn't surprised because the Tigers have been such a poor hitting team over the season. They just never hit the ball consistently on a regular basis. And when you don't hit consistently, it can turn up and hurt you at any time. And the fact the Tigers just got enough hitting power near the end of the season to propel them into the playoffs, that got them into the playoffs, and then they got all the way to the World Series. And you got to know, when you get to the World Series, you're going to meet nothing but other good teams. And that was it. You meet another good team with a good pitching staff. And unless you're hitting the ball or hitting the ball well, you're asking for trouble. And the Tigers were asking for trouble because, let's face it, they've got 162 games at their disposal. If they want to look at all everybody's swings for the whole season, they can do that. They can just isolate them and put them on. The scouts will break down every player for the whole season. So they both teams were well scouted. So, that's the thing. You can't get by anything when you get to this point. Everybody's seen everything that you can do for a season. So, you just have to try to hit a little bit better. Hopefully, get on the good foot, throw some pitches that the other team doesn't like, and maybe you can get by. But that was that. So The Tigers, they got to the World Series. At least that was a good thing. They got to the World Series. Congratulations for the Tigers for getting to the World Series. You wish they had done better, but at least they got there. And congratulations to Jim Leland. He got there. He took a lot of heat from a lot of you, as you know. But he got him there. He did his job. He got him to the World Series. Unfortunately, he can't hit for him. But he did get him there. And what about the Pistons? There, the Tigers' season ends and the Pistons' season begins. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. In all honesty, I have no idea. They're going to be a better team than they were last year. How much better? It'll be interesting to see. But they will be a better team than last year. And they should be entertaining to watch. Greg Monroe is vastly improved. So, keep your eyes on him during the season. And Brandon Knight, he's better. And Stuckey is better. So they've got some good players there. So keep your eye on the Pistons this year. Now, what about your Detroit Lions who just got by a team that isn't very good? They just got by Seattle. And Seattle was okay, but they weren't great. Anyway, let's go to the phones and let's check in with Michael. Michael, how you doing?
How you doing there, Earl?
Okay.
Let me talk about the baseball first. I know that the Tiger fans kind of frustrated with them being swept like that, but I thought San Francisco was just a better team.
They were.
I thought they had better play. They played defense. I mean, they was flawless in the field.
Yep.
And I think they just had a better round of team. They had Posey and Sandoval and everything. Look, the only two good hitters on the Tigers is between Jackson and Cabrera and Fielder. But other than that, it's just like they was just above average players. And also, it's just that we should applaud Leland for this is his best job, I think. It really was.
Yeah, he did a good job getting him there, even though, as you know, so many fans were very, very disappointed with Leland. But he got the team there. He got them to the World Series, and that's all that counts.
That's all it is. It just came short of the ultimate goal. But do you see that the Tigers, like the San Francisco Giants, when they won it in 2010, they got a whole completely different team now.
Yeah.
It was just completely different. Brian Wilson wasn't there. And Barry Zito wasn't even on the World Series roster. He wasn't even on the playoff roster. So they completely changed their whole team. But it can be done in sports. Is it anything such as a five-year rebuilding plan now in any sport?
No, I don't think anybody tries to rebuild that long. They may retool their team and hopefully hit lightning in a bottle sometime. But I think that if there is any, it would be in football. Football might be because you've got so many players.
I'm in the baseball.
Yeah, it won't happen in baseball very rarely. Because it's hard for them to build because you got to deal with guys who can hit or either they can't hit. Can they field or not field? So, but in football, you can do that a little bit better because you need guys who can hit and a lot of guys that can hit or do something on the offensive side. So it's probably a little bit, easier to say to do that in football. I mean, I know it's hard in baseball, that's for sure.
Because look at football, they have a salary cap in basketball too.
Yeah.
And I can imagine in leagues like those two leagues, that it will take a little more longer time to rebuild a team like the Pistons are doing right now than baseball, because in baseball you can go out and bid for some free agents, or you can get some draft choices. You can trade for prospects during the season if your team is doing bad. In a year or two, they'll come up to the big league team and they can be competitive. Look at Oakland, for instance.
Yep.
Whoever thought Oakland would have almost put Detroit to the five games, so they stepped up. What I want to talk to you about then is the Lions situation. Is the Lions team? I know they come back and they score touchdowns late and everything, but is that a sign of a team that is developing, or is just a team that just they're not there yet, but they learning how to win?
Yeah, they're still learning how to win. They're not there yet. The thing with the Lions, though, you just have to, when you look at them, you'll realize that everyone else is playing taking them seriously. You know, last year when they went to the playoffs, when had that 10-6 record, nobody, all the opposing teams, they didn't really take them seriously all during the season, and they were able to sneak up on a lot of people last year because no people really respected the Lions. But they came out of nowhere, got to the playoffs, but now this year, everyone knows how good the Lions are. So they're getting teams that are very well prepared when they come to Detroit. Teams used to come into Detroit and just say, oh, we'll put a turn on in the second half, and that'll be enough to win the game. Well, they can't do that anymore.
Do you think by all the off-season problems that they had, is kind of affect them going into the season with all the DUIs?
Oh, yeah, it had to a little bit, yeah, because – you know, those are some of your core players were getting ready, and then you had one of your starting cornerbacks, so it had to affect them somewhat.
Okay. This is my last call. I'm going to move it to other callers here. Since we're talking about the San Francisco Giants, who's the best San Francisco Giant player you see? Willie McCovey, Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, Gaylord Perry? Name some of them. I think Willie Mays was a little bit before my time, so I'm just curious on what you got to opine on that.
Yeah, Willie Mays was one of the best. Willie McCovey certainly was in the hunt. Juan Marichal was probably their best pitcher. I mean, Juan Marichal was really tough. But I would have to say the Say Hey Kid was probably their best overall player. He missed 4 years of baseball, which if he had had those 4 years and not going to the service, he probably would be the home run king. No one remembers that he had over 600 home runs, even though he missed 4 years of his career.
So, is he one of the best all-around players that was ever played the game? You know, somebody who can throw, hit.
Right.
Power.
Yep. He was one of those five tools players. Yep. He was.
All right, then. You take care, man.
Okay. We'll talk to you later, Michael. Yep. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-8770. That is. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on WKAR. You know, our good friend Alex went to Wisconsin this weekend. So he'll be back and he'll have some good stories to tell. He was going to visit friends. So he went up there and I don't know if he'll be coming back. It'll be interesting. Is he sad? Will he be sad? Or, you know, Michigan State won, so I guess he'll probably be pretty happy when he gets back.
Yeah, he mentioned to me he was going after Friday doing the show, and I'm assuming he had a good time. His team got the win.
Yep, yeah, they did, and I guess he can help his friends commiserate as they pour some of that beer down their throats, and he can feel sorry for them.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what they did, and he probably, I'm sure, rubbed it in their face. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. If you want a chance to win tickets, call and register to win hockey tickets or football tickets at 884-4870. 884-4870. Give us a call and say you'd like to win the tickets right here on WKAR. We'll be giving tickets away on Thursday of this week. So give us a call once again, 884-4870. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on WKAR. More importantly, spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR. Now stay tuned for more sports talk after we take this short break right here on AM 870 WKAR.
On Talk of the Nation, we'd like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation. Clear, straight, open. From NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Today's high, 45, mostly cloudy and windy. There's a wind advisory from 5 o'clock until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Tonight, windy with rain and snow, the low in the mid-30s. Windy Tuesday, rain and snow, turning to rain with a high of 42. Rain and snow Wednesday, the high 46. I'm Scott Pohl.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.com. www.AMA870.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR in East Lansing. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Now, you know, a lot of things have been going on over the weekend, and we've got the basketball season starting up on Wednesday for the Pistons, but also Michigan State's season starts tomorrow night. So the Spartans start their exhibition game tomorrow night, the first of their season. That starts tomorrow night. So if you want to, you can just register and be with those teams and watch the Spartans exhibition game tomorrow night. And so that's basketball starting up as football is starting to they're not in the rearview mirror yet, but they're fading down. They're going down slowly but surely. But that's college football season is starting to wrap up, and of course the pros are getting almost right to the middle of their season. So a lot of pro football left, and very little college football left until the bowl season starts. But we've got a few regular season games left, and there certainly will be games that will pique some of your interest from time to time. So we'll talk a little bit of college football and pro football. And, of course, you've got the high school playoffs going on right now. That's extremely exciting whenever you get into the playoffs. And so we've got high school football playoffs. We've got college football. It's getting close to the end of the season. And you've got the long, long regular season in the NFL. So a lot of football left going on right now. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Now, the Jack Ebeling, author of The Heart of a Spartan, will be guest speaker at the Downtown Coaches Club luncheon Friday, November 2nd at Eagle Eye Golf Center. Ebeling's book will also be available for sale at the luncheon. In addition, a member of the Michigan State football coaching staff will talk about Wisconsin's win and this week's game against Nebraska. Two Spartan football players also will be in attendance. The doors open at 10:30 in the morning. So that's for the Downtown Coaches Club. Coming up this week, coming up on Friday. And, hey, you can give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread it around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR. And I'm sort of wondering, are many of you interested in pro basketball season starting, or will this get lost in the shuffle until after football season ends? It doesn't seem to be much interest in the pro basketball game. I think when football season ends, then everyone will turn their attention to basketball. But at this point in time, probably not a lot of interest. I would just guess about that because they're just there's not a ton in basketball, but there will be once this season, football season gets that ends, and many of you will turn your attention and pay a lot of attention to the basketball scene, to the pro basketball scene, and the college basketball scene. And so why don't you give me a call and find out which ones. What sports do you like best? Do you like the pro basketball best, or do you like college basketball best? Which one do you like, pro basketball or college basketball? Or do you have either side? Which one do you look at the most, college or pros? Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. But more importantly, we need you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR. Now, the pros, when you talk about pro football, that's a little bit different. When you look about everything they have to go through the season, you look at how the Jets are going, and the Jets, that's a team that's they started out pretty well, then they lost a few, and now they're in that no man's land. They need to win games now. That's the thing with pro football. Everybody wants to win, but everybody can't win. Every weekend, it's guaranteed 50% of the teams will lose, whether it's in a pro game or the college game. 50 half the teams will lose every week. So, you know, I know everyone wants their teams to win, and they love for their teams to win, but that's not going to happen. Someone's got to lose week in and week out. You know, I know we want our teams to win. The teams we follow, we want them to win. Unfortunately, they can't all win, that's for sure. Hey, give us a call at Talk Sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And just like I know people that play fantasy football, I mean, I know you've got to be shocked and surprised that Calvin Johnson is not doing well this year. He's only got one touchdown so far this year. That's got to be a surprise. I mean, everybody thought as big as he is and as strong and as fast as he is and the way he had last year, the way he ran and patterns and ran routes, he was just for sure thing on fantasy football. He was like just an automatic touchdown, two touchdowns a game. That was last year. This year, what happens, especially in football, if you've been a star last year, you notice the next year you're going to get a lot more attention. And Calvin gets double teamed each and every game, each and every week he gets a double team. So you got to be looking at that and. Hopefully he'll probably break through and score some games, but he's going to have tough games, no doubt this year. He's going to have some very tough games, and maybe he'll be able to get through it. I'm not sure if he can have that two touchdowns a game for the rest of the season. He talked a lot of stuff at the beginning of the year. He was very confident about what he could do. Well. Aaron, let's bring you into this conversation a little bit, because with the Lions and with the college football and with college basketball. Now, if you have to choose between college basketball and pro basketball, which one do you like? Which one do you prefer?
I can tell you it's not a tough choice.
Okay.
I don't care to watch NBA basketball. I think there's a lot of people that don't either for various reasons, yeah. The inconsistency of calls. I mean, I'll take college basketball any day. I would rather watch two teams I don't give a crap about than watch any team in the NBA besides the Pistons. I mean, I can't watch NBA during the season. Once it becomes playoff time, maybe once it gets close to the championship game, I might tune in a little bit more, but I can't watch an NBA game,
You mean you couldn't turn on the Miami Heat if they were on one week and watch some of LeBron in a game?
Not anymore, no. I mean, it's not like he's doing anything new or different. So, I mean, he had my spark for a little bit, but that's gone away. So, I know he said the other day he wants to be the best player of all time or something. But, I'll take college basketball any day just because, I mean, you have no idea who's going to win. NBA, you can kind of guess that. Sometimes there's an upset during the regular season. Plus, in college, they just play with so much more passion and flair. Yeah. It's a completely different, no pun intended, different ball game. But, it's just a whole different environment and atmosphere.
Well, what's your difference between pro football and college football?
Yeah, I enjoy pro football. I don't technically, sit down and watch all the non-Detroit games, but I still prefer college football over the pro game. Again, it's kind of like the basketball deal. I still think people, these teams play with more fire, and more grit. I'm not saying that pros don't. I just feel like it's a sort of different atmosphere that you're sort of watching. I can sit down and watch a non-Michigan or Michigan State or even a non-Big Ten game a little bit here and there. I'd still prefer college football over the NFL.
Okay. And that's reasonable. Yeah, a lot of us do. I know I'm more of a fan. It's funny. I'm more of a fan of pro football and then college football is second to me. But I'm the other way in basketball. I like I like you with basketball. I like college basketball first and pro basketball second. I like the college basketball game. It's more exciting. It just seems to flow more. And some of our fans, they've called when I brought this up. Some of the pro fans out there, they just like to see the best of the best. And that's the thing a lot of people like to see, the best athletes and best players. And yeah, you'll get that in the pros. You'll get to see the best, and they make some incredible moves. They do it at the pro level. So, yeah, we're pretty close to it. I like the college basketball game for sure, just like you there. To me, it's just a much better game than the pro game. And it's a little bit shorter, only 40 minutes to 48 minutes. So I'll like that. And then the football game, there's so many different offenses and defenses. They've got so many different games, whereas the pro game, it looks like a lot of it looks the same, even though I think it this year or last year and this year, rookie quarterbacks are getting they're changing the offense finally changing the offenses to match the talents of the rookie quarterback. That usually didn't happen. Usually just when you were drafted out of college, you had to come in and learn a whole new system, a whole new football system, and that was it. The pros had it. If you could adjust and pick it up, you might get on the field in two or three or four years. But now, with the amount of money they're paying, they're trying to get you on the field as quick as possible. So you're getting on the field a lot quicker. The pro guys are, and their systems are looking quite similar to college system. And you know what? They can work. If they worked in college, they can work in the NFL. And that's become a pleasant surprise, so we can look at that. But I like that because I like seeing the college players getting a good look after not having to sit on the sidelines for three or four years.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It's sometimes that still happens, though, where they have to, learn from someone else. But, I think that's true. But going back to your point about college football versus, the NFL, or actually basketball, college basketball versus, I guess in college sports in general, the pro game, especially in basketball, I think you kind of alluded to it. So many people just want to follow the best of the best.
Yeah.
They don't care about the team. They just want, okay, what are the best players?
Best players, yeah.
And what team are they on? Great, I'm going to follow those players. I'm not actually going to follow a team. I'm not saying everyone's like this. I'm just saying I've seen this more and more, and you've seen it with LeBron. I mean, when he was at Cleveland, suddenly everyone's a Cleveland fan. He went to Miami, now everyone's a Miami fan. And now they started selling tickets because LeBron shows up.
Yeah.
In college, it's not the same. Players rotate so much in the sense of like some players stay 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever the case is, but you're always going to, follow your team. You're not going to follow a certain player. Once, in college, it's not like a player stays there for, 15 years for his career. He's got to graduate and go to the pros or move on in life and other things. But in NBA, it's not that way. I think a lot of people just, tend to follow a certain player, and whatever team they go to, that's all they care about. But, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's kind of how I see it sometimes.
Now, how do you see college baseball? Because I'm starting to like college baseball, a lot more. You get to know the coaches and the players, and college players, that they're not going to get a shot in the pros right away. They may be in the minors for two or three years. But how do you like college baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think the advent of TV and in the sense of, when it comes to ESPN, has definitely helped that game, especially with, the Big Ten Network, too, and other networks similar to the Big Ten Network. If you don't get exposure on the TV, it's difficult to really get much exposure besides maybe in the newspaper, maybe on the, radio shows like this, sports talk shows. I think the advent of like ESPN and such is very, very helpful, the college baseball, atmosphere game. So, I enjoy college baseball, but like you said, the problem too is, it's rarely, will you see a college player go straight to the pros and start? I mean, they're going to be on the minors for at least a couple of years. You know, there's so much of the game, so little, you know, details that you have to, you know, takes this time and time to learn and improve on. So, you know, and I think hockey's kind of the same way. It's not too often that you see players come straight out of college or high school for that matter. You know, they're usually, you know, doing other things. So, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, it helps that they're getting exposure.
It does, and that's for sure. Hopefully they'll continue to get exposure, and that's been a plus because, you know, that's the thing with college sports, and when you look at the college sports to the pro sports, we know all the players, they want to get to that next level. If they're good enough, they'll probably get a shot at the next level, at the pro, whether it's football, basketball, or baseball. They'll get a shot if they're good enough, you know, and they'll take a look at it. Some of them, unfortunately, the majority of players who think they're good enough, they're not good enough, and they won't get a shot. They won't even get a playoff or a look and see. So that's the sad thing about it. So many guys really think if they feel if they go to a Michigan or a Michigan State or a Nebraska or somewhere, they feel that's a heads up and that they've got a good shot of playing at the next level. If you can play at the biggest college level, so many guys will think that they can go on and move on to the next pro level. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always pan out the way you want it to. But yeah, I mean, just because you go to a bigger school doesn't necessarily mean you're going to, you know, be able to be a starter in the, you know, in the pro level. But, you know, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's going to help for sure. You know, I'm sure there's guys on, you know, even at Michigan State or, you know, for example, the big other teams, Kansas, Kentucky, guys that, you know, rarely get any playing time that are probably really good, but they want to go there because they just want to say that they played for that team. Well, you could have went to a school, actually got a lot of playing time, even started and got a heck of a lot of experience and maybe even made it to the pros. But, you know, maybe those guys aren't there for, you know, maybe they're on the team because they enjoy basketball, but maybe they're also there maybe for the education, you know, something brought them there for the education aspect. So, you know, that's possible too. But, you know, I'm sure there's people that do that, you know, they could probably, you know, go to another school and actually start, but they feel that maybe that school just doesn't get much, you know, recognition or exposure, so they don't feel like they would get recognized. But I got to tell you, in today's day and age, I don't care where school you go to, there's probably
the scouts will see you.
The scouts will see you. I mean, the days of, you know, scouts not seeing you are long gone. There's video everywhere.
Yes.
If you do something special to stand out, it'll show up on YouTube sometimes. So, you know, I think, you know, that's kind of gone away.
Yeah, yes, it has. Yeah, because everybody can, you know, everybody, if you hold a telephone, that means you're a lot of time your phones are camera, and you can watch your player or someone you like, you know, and catch a lot of film of them playing in a game. So that's just something that, you know, a lot of fans, they can get used to and get on and just check on the players who are trying to get to the next level. And that's the thing with players. As you know, many of the players would do their best to getting to the next level. They're going to put out their best. They're going to play their best, hopefully, so they can get to the next level. And they want to. I mean, because a lot of time, for a lot of guys, you know, college is just a stop. I mean, I wish more of them would take their education even more seriously. I think maybe that trend is starting to change. But a lot of guys still think they can make it at the next level. And if they're at Michigan State or you know, Michigan or any school, I mean, that you can be at a Ferris State or a Saginaw Valley, and you think you're good enough to play at the next level. So, and that happens with those guys too, because there are a lot of guys from that Division I AA level that have made it in the pros as well. So we'll just have to keep a look on, and hopefully if you get a shot, I mean, if that is your dream and your goal, hopefully you can get a shot to try to fulfill your dream or goal. The time now is 40 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break right here on AM 870 WKAR.
On Talk of the Nation, we like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation. Clear, straight, open. From NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up right here at 3 o'clock, right here on WKAR.
This is Scott Pohl with the weather. A high of 45 and mostly cloudy and windy today. There's a wind advisory from 5 o'clock until 8 p.m. Tuesday. Tonight, windy with rain and snow and a low of 34. Windy Tuesday, rain and snow turning to rain with a high of 42. Wednesday, rain and snow with a high of 46.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. We come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR in East Lansing. But we want you to tell everyone you know, spread the word around. Tell folks that you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR in East Lansing. Well, Novak Djokovic has clinched the year and ended the year as the number one ranked player, basketball, tennis player, that is, in the world. He lost the top spot to Roger Federer in July, but will return to number one shortly. Congratulations to Novak Djokovic, who is now the number one tennis player in the world. I know I'd hate to be the number one tennis player or the number one golfer, because you got a ton of people shooting at you, trying to knock you off of that perch of being recognized as the number one or the best in the world. That's for sure. That's always a battle. Whenever you reach that limit, and you're one of the best in the world. That's the thing with team sports. You can help a team do well, but you can't win a title all by yourself. You need all those other players, whether it's basketball, football, but in football especially. But basketball, sometimes you can have one guy who carries it. He'll be of extreme importance to whether you win a title or not. But other than that, in football, you need all 22 guys. The quarterbacks are important, but great quarterbacks, a lot of times they don't win championships. Sometimes they do, but they've got a lot of help. You always have to have a lot of help around you on the defensive side and on the offensive side if you're going to win at the pro level. That's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR in East Lansing. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, you can call us and become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up and talk sports with us. If you want a chance to win tickets to Michigan State football or Michigan State hockey, call 884-4870. 884-4870 for your chance, and you can register to win hockey tickets or football tickets. 488-884-4870 for your chance to win tickets to either of those games, either football or hockey. So we've got those coming up. We'll give those tickets away on Thursday right here on AM 870 WKAR. And just give us a call right now and talk some sports with us. We like to hear from you. And if you have anything you want to talk about, whether it's on the football side, basketball side, baseball side, you can call us and talk any of those sports. Because even though the baseball season has ended, now the real season begins. All the free agency, that's the real season. Who will stay where? How many will leave Detroit, for example? How many will be attracted to sign with Detroit because Detroit made it to the World Series? Will they be able to attract some of the good free agents out there? And the other thing is, how much will their budget, will they have to expand their budget more so to get some of the others, some other free agents on that team? Or will they just be able to sign a smaller level of free agents? Or maybe they have to do a better job of doing and going to the money boss situation like they are in Oakland and getting players that maybe are good in one area but they don't have a strong resume. And, you know, you have players like that that are available. So you can see that. So there's a lot of question marks and a lot of things players can do. And so if you want a chance, you can take a chance and sign one or sign a couple and get some players, some good players to help your team, you know, what you think the pros can do. Do you think really I'm really like to hear from a lot of you to find out whether you think Jim Leland should be back or not. Do you think Jim did a good job overall? And I thought that Jim basically did a pretty good job this year. I mean, you know, he can't. A manager can't get up and hit for any of the players or pitch for any of them, but they can certainly put them in a position where they can be successful or not. And the Tigers were successful at the end of the year, at the most important time. They got their streak going at the end of the year, and that helped them get ready for the postseason. So, you know, you have to thank Jim Leland for doing a good job. And I know a lot of people drove him crazy, his different lineups during the year, but he rested them and made sure they had plenty of rest. And, you know, he was getting them ready for the postseason. And that's what he did. He rested, did a good job of making sure his players got plenty of rest and they were ready to go at the end of the season. And they did. They almost... They got all the way to the World Series. They just couldn't pull the trigger. They couldn't get any hits. That was unfortunate, but that happens sometimes. That's the thing with baseball, you know, because you don't know when your team is going to be hitting a lot or slumping. You know, some teams get hot at the beginning of the season. They get off to a quick start. You know, they might win, say, 20 of their first 30 games, something like that. Or you might get hot in the middle of the season. Or you can get hot. Some teams get hot near the end of the season, like San Francisco did. So it's just, you know, you just don't know. I mean, if you could find that out and put it in a box or a bag, and the team could get hot at that time that you want them to get hot, which every manager would love for their team to get hot at near the end of the year. They would really love it for them to get hot near the end of the year. They can move on in and get into the playoffs. That would be ideal if they could. But since we don't know that, and some guys get hot in the middle of the year, some guys get hot at the beginning. You know, then that's the thing with baseball. I've seen so many guys, they'll hit it on a rocket. They'll hit a shot, but it'll be right at somebody. Now, some other time, you can hit it softly or just okay, and it'll fall in for a hit or a double, a single or a double, just because you hit it where they ain't, as they used to say. Hit it where they ain't. That's what you're trying to do. And that's not – that's baseball is not an easy game to play. It's not an easy game to play, and it's very challenging because there is one guy hitting against the nine guys in the field, and actually going against eight fielders. So that's the challenge for baseball, and that's where it's hard. I mean, if you get a hit three times out of ten, you're a 300 hitter. That means good, but what that means is you failed seven times. You didn't get a hit seven times. That's why I would always swing and pitch to pitch. If you're a pitcher, if you're worth your salt, you want to go up. You want to bat against Cabrera. You know, I mean, you want to pitch to Cabrera. You want to pitch to Fielder. You want to pitch to the other team's best hitters because you know, for the most part, they're going to go out. They're going to go down. You know, seven times out of ten. That's the way the game works. And so, if you're a follower of the game, you want to see, and if you're a pitcher, you want to see what you can do against the best. You want to see if you can strike them out. Maybe you get up a hit or a home run. It's possible, but you want to measure yourself against the better ones. And that's one of the things that you do if you're a pitcher. So you don't want to just walk them or do anything like that. You want to challenge them. You want to see if they're as good as what they've been, people have told them and what they've heard about them. You want to get out there and find out how good are you? How good are you as a pitcher? And that's the question mark. How good are you as a pitcher? And you want to see how good you are when you're going up against one of the better hitters. Some of the better hitters can hit, you know, 330, 340. So you're getting a little bit better than three out of 10. You're getting a little bit better than that. Sometimes it's getting close to four out of 10 that way. So that's a challenge. That's definitely a challenge. Now, hopefully, you'll be going to the hockey game this weekend or the Michigan State football game. You've got one of those going on. And you think you'll be going to the hockey game this weekend? Or I know you like hockey. You plan on getting over there? I think they got Bowling Green coming up this weekend.
Unfortunately, I'll be out of town. I have other commitments. But, you know, yeah, I mean, Bowling Green's not that far, just south of us, so. You know, that should be an interesting game.
It should be interesting. And as we know, they split over the weekend with Lake Superior State. So hopefully they can come home and start winning. And they haven't played many games in the preseason and such. And then they're right into the regular season in hockey. And the hockey season just seems to start out so early, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does in the sense of you don't really have much time to prepare. I mean, you know, basically these games, you know, they count. Unfortunately, though, you didn't get much time to prepare as a team together. So it's just the way college hockey works. And, you know, so I expect the team to kind of improve as, you know, I mean, as with any game, you would think that teams would improve as the season goes on. But especially in college hockey, it's just because you just don't get much time to prepare. I think you only have, one or two expedition games. And then, boom, like you just said, you have the seasons.
It's here. Yeah.
It's here. So, you know, and Michigan State's a young team. They got a lot of new faces. So they're going to kind of have to learn as they're going along for the games that count. So, you know, that's just the way college hockey works, though.
Yes. I know – I think you were here Thursday when Emmanuel Stewart passed away on Thursday. And, boy, it really – you know, it was surprising he passed away, but so many people, you know, really felt close to Emmanuel because he was the heart and soul in the state of boxing. He was one of the I guess you could say he was the godfather of boxing in the state of Michigan. And he was really special and done a very good job of training young men and getting ready to defend themselves in the ring. He was a good teacher. He taught a lot of smaller weight guys, and he helped a lot of them. And so he was really good at what he did. He really learned his craft well, and he taught a bunch of the young boxers, to how to play, to fight, and how to defend themselves. And he did a very good job. But Emmanuel Stewart, certainly one of the best in the state of Michigan. And if you want, you can give us a call at Talk Sports with us right here on AM 870 WKR. We were talking basketball, football, baseball today. We can talk a little bit of boxing. And there'll be some boxing matches will be coming up in a couple of weeks. Our man Seth Mitchell will be fighting Detroit fighter Jonathan Banks, who trained under Emmanuel Stewart, and he'll be fighting Jonathan Banks in a couple of weeks. Seth Mitchell, this will be a pretty big fight for Seth, so that'll be one to see. That'll be going on in a couple of minutes. Very rare do so many players leave a sport like Seth Mitchell, because he got hurt in a knee, and he couldn't continue to play football, which was his first love. But he turned to boxing, and he's turned himself into a very good boxer. And it looks like he has a very successful career right now. Hopefully he'll get a shot in the very near future, probably another fight or a couple of fights, and he'll be fighting one of the Klitschko's, or if they don't retire. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens when the Klitschko's do retire. Will they have a tournament? Put a lot of people in the tournament. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because that's got to happen probably pretty soon. And we'll have to figure out and see what's going to happen with the heavyweight championship. Will Seth Mitchell get a shot at it? It'll be interesting to see. Hey, if you want a chance to win a football or hockey tickets, give us a call at 884-4870. That's area code 517-884-4870 for your chance to win hockey or football tickets. right here on WKAR. More importantly, though, we want you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR in East Lansing. And we've just got a few minutes left in the show, so if you want to give us a call, or you can talk with us, and you can get call in us and get some of your thoughts on excuse me, Emmanuel Stewart, or if you want to talk some of the other things going on in the world of sports right here on AM 870 WKAR. And now, as you know, Aaron, high school basketball will be starting soon. Practices will be starting soon. So we'll be talking a lot of high school basketball and prep kids in the area. So we'll be doing that. But do you look forward at all to high school basketball?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I've never really got into it. I mean, being a young fellow myself, and, you know, I had other duties to tend to. But, you know, the show obviously has led me to be able to, you know, learn a little bit more about the basketball game and, you know, regarding surrounding this area. So, obviously, there's some great talent around here, as we learned last year. And some of it's came right to Michigan State.
Yeah, it is, and that's true. We have a couple of players here from the mid-Michigan area. And one right from the Lansing area is here. One from from Bay City area has come up here. And yes, we've got some very good talent here. And we don't put out as many good players as we used to, but we still put out good players here in the mid-Michigan area. That's the thing. We just don't, you know, with the population shift, so many people have moved to other parts of the country, you know, so we don't have that really strong basketball emphasis that we used to have years ago. There would be a ton of players here, you know, getting better and trying to get ready for the season. We just don't have that emphasis on basketball like we used to have among the youth. And so that's unfortunate because, you know, it'd be nice if, you know, if we had many guys out there playing and trying to perfect their skills and getting better and they can get a shot. That's the one thing about basketball. You don't need all those other players you can get to by yourself, or just one or two guys you can play and just try to get better and perfect your craft, and you can become a better player just on your own. You can do that, and you can become a pretty good player by the time you get through it. So that's the challenge when you're in basketball. If you want to become a college player, you just have to work hard and do a lot of drills. And that's the thing. I mean, when you go to camp, I'll go by the summer camps here, like in Michigan State, and there'll be a ton of people here at summer camps. And, you know, the thing is the coaches will always tell you, you know, you got to practice the drills. You got to practice the drills. If you don't, you're not going to get better. So if you learn a lot of drill work during the camp, you got to go back, because you're only here for a few days. You've got to go back home, wherever you're from, and work on those skills, work on the things all the drills that you showed, and just put in some good work with the drills, and that will help you become a better player. And that's what you have to do. You just have to constantly work and becoming a better player. And if you do the drill work, you certainly can. They will look at you, and you can become a very good player. Well, give us a call. We're getting close to being out of time, so give us a call if you want to go to the Michigan State football game or a hockey match. Give us a call at 517-884-4870. 517-884-4870 for your chance. You can register to win hockey tickets or basketball tickets. But once again, give us a call at 517-884-4870. So call us now and register for your chance to win tickets to Michigan State hockey or Michigan State football. And it's going to be a big game coming up this weekend. As you know, Michigan State will be going up against Nebraska. Should be a very good game. It should be a good challenge. And, of course, Michigan is playing for the Little Brown Jug this week between Michigan and Minnesota. That's one of those traditional rival games, the Little Brown Jug, which Michigan has held on to it for so long. It's very rarely does the Little Brown Jug ever resigned or waited in Minneapolis. So, hey, want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling. And want you to come back and join us tomorrow right here on AM 870 WKAR. You've been listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. Have yourself a very safe and pleasant evening, and I'll see you tomorrow right here on WKAR.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.